Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to take this time to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. Please tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find these radio programs and MP3 files, Bible videos, 30 minutes in length, and a host of other Bible-related material, and we hope that you will take a look at it. It will help you in your study of God's Word. Please come and visit us at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given our regular meeting times of our worship periods and Bible study periods. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We want nothing from you to show your need for God in your life, to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. We've been looking at drilling Bible basics, and we've been looking at some very basic lessons. Today, we want to begin a two-part study of the subject of applying Bible authority. The last couple of weeks, we talked about the ways of establishing Bible authority. Now we want to discuss how we apply it. After we understand the need to establish a Bible authority for all that we say and do, because that's what Colossians 3:17 tells us, that whatever we do in word or deed, we have to have a thus saith the Lord. Now that we have established His authority by statements of fact, command, approved example, and necessary inference, we must be willing to apply this authority to our work, to our worship, today, as individual Christians, and as members of the local church. This is critical. For many who would agree on the principles of establishing Bible authority often find themselves in disagreement concerning the application of such authority. Examining Bible examples and present-day issues will illustrate how we apply Bible authority in the work and the worship and the design of the church. Let us begin with some very simple things. Let's talk about the biblical examples of applying divine authority. Let's begin this morning by looking at the example of Noah in building the ark. In Genesis chapter 6, beginning in verse number 14, notice what the scripture teaches. Genesis 6, beginning in verse 14. Scripture says, make yourself an ark out of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you should make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits in width, 50 cubits in height, and 30 cubits. You shall make a window in the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set a door in the ark in its side. And you should make it with lower, second, and third decks. Now, these were the instructions that were given to the great man Noah in building the ark. Now, notice the direct command for specific use of gopher wood and the dimensions of the ark. He was told to make the ark out of gopher wood. That's a very specific type of material. He also was given the dimensions of the ark, the height, the width, and the breadth. And he was also given very specific instructions to make three decks, the first, the second, and the third deck. Now, any other wood or dimensions used in building an ark were excluded by this divine authority. He could not put four stories in it. That would be a violation of the instructions. He couldn't use cedar. He couldn't use maple or oak or elm or mahogany or any other type of wood, because when God specified the use of gopher wood, that eliminated all the other types of wood. Now, how he built it, the tools of the day, that was left generic. He could use any implement that would allow him to carry out the instructions of building the ark and following the pattern and the dimensions that were given to them by God. He was left to use his own judgment in the tools he used and how many and in what kind. Do what was expedient. Do which is the best method of following that instruction to build the ark. Now, let's give you another example in the book of Chronicles, in 2 Chronicles, chapter number 26. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 26, and we're going to read verse 16 through 20. 16 through 20 of 2 Chronicles, chapter 26. Scripture says, "But when he was strong in his heart, and it was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the law, the Lord his God, by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. So Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. And they withstood King Uzzah, and said to him, 'It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests and the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you now have trespassed. The Lord shall have no honor from, you should have no honor from the Lord your God.'" Now notice, King Uzziah was told that he had trespassed because he did not have the authority to be in the temple offering sacrifice to burn incense to the Lord. Why? He was not a priest. He was a king, but he was not a priest. That was a violation of the law. Read Exodus chapter 30, verse 7 through 9. He cannot change what God said for another good work or for special circumstances. He could not make the argument, "Well, I'm king, therefore I have the right to supersede any instruction God had." That would be incorrect. We must apply divine authority to glorify God as holy in our work, and that can't be done unless we follow his divine instruction. Let me give you another biblical example. What about Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3? They were told that they were to offer fire that burnt on the coals that were ever to be burning before the Lord. But in Leviticus chapter 10, after they were consecrated to be priests, the Bible says that they offered strange fire which God had not commanded. And because as priests who were acting in the capacity of authority given to them by God, being of the tribe of Levi, they offered a substitute fire from a different source. God sent fire from heaven and devoured them on the spot. Why? Because they changed God's authority. They had no right to change God's authority. He told them where to get the fire, and they offered strange fire, and they offered perverted fire because it was not authorized by God. They paid with their life. And so when God applied divine authority, we must follow that pattern. Give you two other examples. When the tabernacle was built, we see a passage in Hebrews 8, verse 5, that Moses was instructed by God, "See that thou build the tabernacle according to the pattern I showed thee on the mount." God gave Moses a pattern of the tabernacle while he was on Mount Sinai receiving the law. That pattern was to be followed in building of the tabernacle. It was to be followed exactly the way that God gave it, and it was to be built exactly how God gave the command. That is approved applying divine authority. God gave a pattern, and they were to follow that pattern. Last, God gave an instruction to King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 15. He told him to go to the Amalekites and destroy everything that drew the breath of life. Every man, every woman, every animal, anything that drew the breath of life, he was to destroy. Why? God was punishing Amalek because of the evil that she had done to her, to Israel, when they came out of bondage. Now, when he goes on his mission, he destroys all the things that are useless and vile, but he keeps the best of the sheep, the best of the oxen, and he keeps the king. And when he is confronted by Samuel, why had he not fulfilled the commandment of the Lord? He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord, I have fulfilled the commandment of God." Samuel said, "If you have, What is the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen that I hear in my ear? And why is the king here? He had not done what God had told him, but he used the excuse that the people held them back in order to sacrifice those good things to the Lord. But that's not what he was told to do. He was told to destroy everything in Amalek as a means of punishment. And because he did not follow God's instruction, his kingdom was taken away from him and would later be given to David. You see, he had divine authority from God in how he was to proceed, but he did not follow that authority, and therefore he was rejected because he failed to follow the divine authority that was given to him by God. Now, in these examples and all of them, we see God giving an example, giving a command, giving a pattern, giving authority for them to act in a certain way to build something or to punish and destroy a people that were enemies of God. God didn't have to give a reason. Sometimes he did, but many times he did not. They were to act upon his explicit instruction. And any time that they went beyond the divine authority given to them by God and applied authority from man, it would be defeated and it would never be accepted by God. Why? Because applying Bible authority is necessary to have a thus saith the Lord for anything that we do. Now, the ark was built and floated because it was done exactly according to the pattern. Saul failed his test because he did not disobeyed God by not destroying the Amalekites, not destroying all of them, and therefore he was rejected. The priests Nadab and Abihu were rejected because they did not fulfill the authority that they had in order to worship God and offer service to God. Even though they were priests, they offered fire that was not commanded by God, which he gave no such commandment, and they died with their life. Same thing with King Uzzah. He was a king. God had blessed him with the victory, but that did not give him the right to override God's authority and go into temple in the capacity of a priest when he wasn't even a Levite and to burn incense. That was against God's pattern. That was against the authority of God, and because of it, that he was rejected and he was punished. Again, it's because they did not follow God's instruction. And so, applying Bible authority is following the instruction, doing exactly what God says, no more and no less. And whenever we go beyond that, then we leave divine authority and we are traveling down the path of human authority, and human authority is going to lead us to be displeasing to God. And so it does us very little good to understand we have to establish authority and know how to do that, but knowing it and establishing it means nothing if you don't apply it to what you're doing. If you don't apply it to the work that you're doing, whether you're talking about the work of the church, the worship of the church, or how to get in the church. God has a pattern by his divine authority given in his word, and if you want to be pleasing to God, one must follow that pattern. And whenever they don't, they will be rejected, just like these men were when they failed to follow the divine instruction given by God.